Welcome to our daily reflection for Holy Week 2023. My name is the Reverend Andrew Dand, and I, along with everyone else who's contributed to these reflections, hope that they will be a rich place of meeting with Jesus for you as we journey with him through Holy Week. Each day, we begin with a prayer, followed by a Bible reading and reflection. You'll hear the reading a second time before having space for your own prayers. And our time concludes with some final prayers from our church family. Find yourself a comfortable place and we'll begin. We're going to start by centering ourselves on Jesus with some simple breathing. So first begin by taking a deep breath in. Hold it and then let it out. On the next breath in, I'd like you to say the word Jesus in your mind. So breathe in, Jesus, and out. Again, we're going to simply use Jesus' name to help us focus on his presence with us. So we breathe in again, Jesus, and out. We breathe in, Jesus, and out. Lord Jesus, help us to hear your voice speaking to us as we travel with you this week. Amen.
A New Testament reading from the book of John, chapter 12. Verses 1 to 11. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and were believing in Jesus.
What does it cost you? Perhaps it costs you time today to listen to this reflection. But how much of yourself do you give to Jesus? Do you hold back, or are you all in? Mary was definitely an all-in kind of person. Perhaps knowing that this was the last meal they would share with Jesus, she chooses to pour herself out to Jesus in the most costly of ways. Now yes, the nard, the perfume, was expensive, but so too were her actions, cleansing his feet, washing, if you like, his feet, the role of a servant, humbling herself, and a role that Jesus himself would very soon mirror. By contrast, we have Judas. You can hear his discomfort and faux concern, knowing that he is choosing to distance himself from Jesus over drawing close to him. As you hear the passage again, Try and imagine where you are in the scene. Do you relate more to Mary, or perhaps to Judas? Do you feel close to Jesus, or distant, perhaps even holding back? Ask God, where is Jesus inviting you to be? Are you open to bearing the cost?
Six days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and were believing in Jesus. Let us bring to the Father our prayers of intercession through Christ, who gave himself for the life of the world. For forgiveness for the many times we have denied Jesus, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For grace to seek out those habits of sin which mean spiritual death, and by prayer and self-discipline to overcome them, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For Christian people, that through the suffering of disunity, they may grow a rich union in Christ, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who make laws, interpret them, and administer them, that our common life may be ordered in justice and mercy, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who have the courage and honesty to work openly for justice and peace, Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those in the darkness and agony of isolation, that they may find support and encouragement, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who weigh down with hardship, failure, or sorrow, feel that God is far from them, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who are tempted to give up the way of the cross, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That we, with those who have died in faith, may find mercy in the day of Christ, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us. Amen.